Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 261, Flotation Tank, a quick and easy way to beat stress, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them for yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I answer your questions. But I know you're anxious to hear about this flotation tank stuff from Roger Lawson, so let's jump right in as we optimize your life. Flotation Tank, a quick and easy way to beat stress, by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. I first heard about the flotation tank, also known as the isolation or sensory deprivation tank, from being a regular listener of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. As someone looking for ways to better manage stress, both from life and the gym, and as always looking for new experiences, I decided to give it a try. Little known fact, I'm afraid of water and the dark, and am unreasonably worried about accidentally drowning in the bathtub or a small rain puddle, so I was extremely hesitant about this experience. To this day, I haven't successfully floated in any other body of water. Thankfully, the staff was knowledgeable and friendly enough to answer my questions, one of which was if I would be the first person in the history of the world to go bye-bye in the tank, and if so, could they make up a way cooler, heroic story to tell my mom? Preferably one where I died saving a bus filled with orphaned puppies from a deranged serial killer. I was shown to the tank and given the preliminaries, session length, what to do in case I panicked or needed help, putting wax inside my ears to prevent water from getting in, etc. Once I was left on my own, I did the only thing that made sense, get naked. Stick with me here, I'm not being creepy. You can enter the tank in a bathing suit or swimming trunks, but the main benefit is the sensation of nothingness. So if you do that, then the feeling of material pressing against or clinging to your skin might take away from the flotation experience. So, butt naked is the way to go, people. From there, I open the hatch, descending into darkness, closing the door behind me. And then, there was nothing. As a 6-foot-tall gentleman of considerable thickness, the inside was spacious enough to allow me to move my body around the tank without feeling too constricted. It did, however, take a while for me to stop tensing my body up, preparing for the inevitable moment when science failed me and I started to sink. Then came the business of finding the most comfortable resting position. Do I go beachside, hands behind my head style, or do I cross my arms like I'm a vampire in a coffin waiting for sunset? My first time was unlike anything I had ever experienced before. No sensation of feeling anything against my skin, no sound and no light. The closest thing that I can liken it to would be meditating while floating on your back through outer space if suddenly all the lights in the universe turned off. With this physical stimulus gone, the only thing that remained was mental chatter, and there was a ton of it. I thought about what I was going to eat for dinner, if I accidentally forgot to lock my apartment door, if there was any way that I could become a taste tester for Cinnabon, and if there were any creepy infrared cameras spying on my less than presentable dangler. For the first 10 to 15 minutes, it felt like I was sitting in a room filled with a bunch of people who were having 20 different conversations at the same time, and all I wanted to do was tell them to shut their silly faces. I breathed into my stomach and out my nose at a slow and controlled pace. Once I did, the thoughts started to subside as I focused less on them and more on my breath. After a few minutes of this, I began to experience the most relaxed sense of prolonged peace that I can ever recall having. Time felt like it was slowing down and speeding up simultaneously. The more relaxed I was, sinking into the experience and letting go of any expectations that I had, the faster time seemed to go. I watched thoughts flow in and out of my head. If one came in that was particularly interesting to me, I held on to it for a bit, and once it was no longer useful to do so, I let it go, sending it on its merry way. After what seemed like just a few minutes in this state, I was stirred by a knock on the tank door. My hour was up. The rest of my day was extremely relaxed. Situations that would have annoyed the hell out of me just rolled off my back, and this feeling of, carried well into the rest of my week. Each experience is profoundly different. Some sessions I used to surrender and let go of as many thoughts as possible, and others I used as an uninterrupted problem-solving time for any particular issue I was having. Even if you do it just once a month, you can't put a price on an hour of uninterrupted solitude. No voices, no text alerts, no email swooshes or people looking for you to do something for them. Since making it a regular part of my life, I can't speak highly enough of this experience. If you're the type of person who is easily overwhelmed, is filled with anxiety, or can't seem to pull yourself out of go, go, go mode, you owe yourself to give this a try. Float questions. What are the benefits? To name a few, quick reduction in stress levels, decrease in stress-related pains and anxiety, it can help with depression, better sleep, enhanced creativity via a shift in brainwave activity, and it makes your skin feel like magic. Where can I find a flotation tank? There are hundreds of locations worldwide. Do a search and you'll probably find one in your area. Will I drown? Nope. Thanks to 800 plus pounds of Epsom salt and about 9 inches of water, it's impossible to drown due to the density of water. The only way I can think of is if you fall asleep and mysteriously flop over on your stomach, so don't do that. Will I run out of air? Nah. Fresh air is constantly being circulated through the tank. If you feel claustrophobic, you can always get out at any time. Raj, you got naked. Is it clean in there, or do you now have Ebola? Quiet, you. You're required to shower before entering the tank, and the tank is cleaned after each session through a variety of methods to ensure that those nasty microbes don't live to see the light of day. How long should I float? A typical session lasts anywhere from 40 to 90 minutes. You choose the length and can get out when needed. Any last words of advice? Avoid caffeine or other stimulants a few hours before you float, otherwise it can impact your ability to relax. Make sure that you don't have any open cuts, because this salt is not a game, and you will pay dearly for it. Also, if your eye itches, don't scratch it. You just listened to the post titled, Flotation Tank, A Quick and Easy Way to Beat Stress, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, I am familiar with some of Joe Rogan's philosophies. And remember, Roger got this idea of using a flotation tank from Joe Rogan. Now, I actually have yet to try a flotation tank. I don't have a fear of water, I'm not claustrophobic, but for some reason, I haven't given it a shot yet. And if you're wondering, well, what does the research say when it comes to using flotation tanks and whether it really helps relieve stress? At this point, there aren't really any good studies that I can cite. So what I will say then is if you're willing to give this a try, as long as it's not harming you, as long as it's not making you feel claustrophobic or raising any kind of anxieties or fears in you, as long as it's actually helping, then go ahead, by all means, enjoy. And for myself, just so I have the experience, I may have to give this a shot. Now that wraps up today's episode. Thank you as always for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.